Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
The voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. Broadcasting from Tala.
MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Welcome to the voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. Broadcasting from Tala, I'm Pat Kiernan. In this month's programme, Queen Elizabeth arrives in Ireland via South Dublin. Lucan Twins compete in Eurovision. Tala Teen takes Junior Matt's title. Tala Hospital gets a new chief executive and Tala-born Aussie airline chief to return to work after cancer scare. We will also have the usual business and local authority news. If you'd like to contact the station, stay tuned. I'll give you the contact details during the programme. And feel free to friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. But first, here's the news making the headlines and filling column inches in newspapers across South Dublin County in May 2011.
MAR.
It was a proud day for Lucan as two of its homegrown talents, John and Edward Grimes, entertained 120 million people worldwide in the Eurovision Song Contest, writes Linda O'Donoghue in the Tala Echo. Although Jedward did not take the Eurovision crown, the energetic twins did pick up the Marcel Benzicon Artistic Award, which is awarded by the commentators from 25 countries. The 19-year-old Lucan twins came 8th in the competition, which was won by Azerbaijan's El and Nikki, who amassed 221 points, over 100 points more than the Irish entry Lipstick. Jedward, although disappointed by the result, returned to Dublin and received a hero's welcome from fans who packed the airport. Since performing to more than 100 million people at the Eurovision final, Jedward saw a Lipstick race to number one in Sweden, Germany, Austria and Ireland. Casement Aerodrome in Baldonnell was the centre of a massive security operation in May as Queen Elizabeth II arrived in Ireland, writes Paul Hosford and Lara Webb in the Lucan Gazette. Although officially Garda officials were remaining tight-lipped about the actual details of the scale of the operation, it turned out to be one of the largest security undertakings in the history of the state. More than 6,000 Gardaí were drafted in to cover the royal visit, as streets throughout Dublin were closed off, parking was restricted and a ring of steel was erected around the city. Wearing an emerald green coat, dress and hat, the Queen arrived in Casement Aerodrome with her husband Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, around midday on Tuesday the 17th of May, before heading to Orsanuchtron for a ceremonial welcome meeting with President Mary McAleese and her husband Dr. Martin McAleese. The arrival of the Queen caused some disruption locally, with the N4 and M50 interchange restricted to traffic for some time on Tuesday as the Queen made her way to the Phoenix Park. More than 1,000 members of the media, both foreign and domestic, were in attendance as they colonised Dublin Castle to make up the International Media Centre. It is understood the visit will cost the Exchequer €30 million. The exceptional calculations of a student from Old Bong Community School has resulted in the Irish Junior Maths Competition's trophy coming to Tala, a first for the area, writes the Echo's Mary Dennehy. First-year student Jason Lau took on his competitors at an event held by the Irish Maths Teachers Association in Castleknock College. According to the Old Bong principle, the competition focuses on complex maths problems, probability and the application of everyday maths, which is not the standard curriculum. In the past, the competition has been dominated by 5 fee-paying schools, but this year Jason shook up proceedings and brought some outside competition to the table. Mary Dennehy also reports in the Tala Echo that the county library in Tala was filled with the sound of music in May when RTE's Lyric FM broadcast its Lunchtime Classics programme live from the building. Presented by Liz Nolan, the show marked the donation of more than €18,000 worth of CDs to the Library Council from the station. Since 2004, the classical station has issued 34 CDs, which were recorded, produced and manufactured in Ireland, which span the repertoire from solo piano, duos, trios and small ensembles to large-scale productions with the RTE Symphony Orchestra. The Lyric label is focused on promoting the wealth of musical talent in Ireland, and thanks to the recent donation, all audiovisual libraries around Ireland will receive a catalogue of critically acclaimed recordings.
This is M.A.R.
Two brothers protested outside the offices of South Dublin County Council recently after their horses were seized by the local authority, reports the Southside People newspaper. On Monday, May the 9th, animal welfare officers working with the council seized two horses in the Bonogue area of Clondalkin, near the home of their owners. The brothers say the council has told them that in order to retrieve the horses from the pound, they will have to pay €1,255, inclusive of licence fees, transport costs and impoundment charge. Both men claim they cannot afford to pay the amount demanded and fear the horses could be put down as a result. Bylaws in effect in South Dublin County Council allow the local authority to dispose of a horse if the owner does not comply with licence regulations and pay the costs associated with its transportation and impoundment. The law permits for a horse to be either sold or destroyed after a 5-day period. During the month, the brothers and their supporters staged two protests outside the offices of South Dublin County Council in Talla, demanding the release of their horses. The Southside People contacted the DSPCA, but their spokesperson declined to comment. A spokesperson for the council said they could not comment on individual cases. Maurice Garvey in the Talla Echo reports that the haunted former restaurant Killickey House could soon be redeveloped to include holiday homes. Additional information is being sought by South Dublin County Council for the planning application for a scheme which it says could bring visitors back to the empty Rathfarnham site if granted. Proposals include the redevelopment of Killickey House, which was once a popular restaurant famous for its ghostly black cat, and the old stable buildings which are listed as protected structures. Killickey House is famous for sightings of a mysterious black cat, while its close proximity to the Hellfire Club ensured the area maintained a spooky cult status over the years. Local bus routes will be equipped with up-to-date passenger information signs, it was announced, reports the Echo's Maurice Garvey. The first phase plan for South Dublin County will see between 40 and 50 signs erected on busy Dublin bus routes in Talla, Clondalkin, Lucan and Liffey Valley, with works scheduled to take place over the next year. Emergency cost-cutting measures such as an end to late-night shopping and Sunday trading are being examined by the Square management due to the non-payment of service charges by tenants, the Echo has learned. Mary Dennehy goes on to report that in a letter to all tenants in May, Centre management said that the situation in relation to their service charges had reached crisis point and that management may have to consider serious sanctions in order to provide services to the centre. According to the letter, measures can be introduced at short notice. A number of tenants who are up to date with their payments have expressed their disappointment over the measures. Eilish Hardiman of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board has been appointed Talla Hospital's new Chief Executive Officer, reveals the Echo. The news, which was announced by the chairman of Talla Hospital, has been well received by local campaigners. However, it has also sparked questions on the future of the new National Children's Hospital, the location of which is the subject of an upcoming government review. The Talla-born chief executive of Qantas, Alan Joyce, is recovering at his Sydney home after successfully undergoing surgery for prostate cancer. The 44-year-old Australian airline CEO underwent surgery recently. Born in Talla in 1966, Mr. Joyce studied for a Master of Science degree in Trinity College Dublin and is a former employee of Aer Lingus. In 1996, he emigrated to Australia and 12 years later became the CEO of one of the world's largest airlines. You are listening to a review of the stories that made the news in South Dublin County in May 2011 on the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, on this station, and also on 87.8 FM in Hertfordshire, England, and on World FM 88.2 FM in Wellington, New Zealand. The Voice of South Dublin provides the Irish diaspora with news from the South Dublin towns of Talla, Lucan and Clondalkin, as well as other districts such as City West, Rathcoole, Templeogue and Palmerstown. If you missed any of this programme, you can listen back to it from our own website, www.voiceofsouthdublin.com. The Voice of South Dublin mailing address is Voice of South Dublin, 333 Glenview Park, Dublin 24, Ireland. You may also contact us via email, vosd@dublin.ie. VOSD is looking for further broadcast partners. You may be listening to this programme on one such partner, Merseyland Alternative Radio on 1314 kHz AM and on www.mar.me.uk. If you are a radio operator and you are willing to cater to the Irish diaspora in your audience by rebroadcasting the monthly VOSD programme, which is 15 minutes long, please don't hesitate to contact Pat Kernan on vosd@dublin.ie.
1314 and 1395. This is MAR.
In business news, Shamrock Rovers have teamed up with RubyCard, the prepaid MasterCard, in a partnership which will provide funding for the club and savings for supporters, reports the Talla Express. The Hoops are the first Airtricity League club to partner with RubyCard and launch a branded prepaid credit card. Every card purchased through the club will be emblazoned with the famous green and white of Shamrock Rovers and the club crest, or fans can design their own card with their favourite Hoops picture. The Arena Complex, an apartment complex located off the Talla Bypass near Talla Business Park, is to be partially converted into a bingo hall, reports the Talla Informer. Maurice Garvey in The Echo goes on to report that council planners have granted permission for a massive bingo hall facility opposite Talla Stadium. The 9,000 square foot development will be located on the ground floor of the arena complex on Whitestown Way and is expected to be fully operational by October. English company Riva Leisure are the proposed operators of the premises, leasing the unit from the site owners. The arena complex provides work for more than 900 people when all of the businesses are taken into account. The complex is also home to 230 apartments, a mixture of rented and owned property, all of which are occupied. Macari's Cafe at the Square Shopping Centre closed down in May after losing a crippling two-year battle with rising costs, according to Mary Dennehy in The Echo. For the past 12 years, Macari's Cafe has been located at level 1 of the Loughton Shopping Centre. However, due to costs of around €1,500 in rent, service charges and council rates, owner Mario Macari has had no option but to close the cafe's doors with the loss of 5 jobs. Although Mario's landlord recently dropped his rent to accommodate the survival of the cafe, it was too late for the struggling business. On 1314 and 1395 kHz AM and on 87.8 and 88.2 FM in various parts around the world, this is the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. In local authority news, South Dublin County Council is amending and replacing the South Dublin Litter Management Plan 2008 to 2011. The council is inviting interested bodies and members of the public to make submissions that will be considered before the making of the plan. The overall aim of the litter management plan is to make South Dublin County Council a litter-free county with the support, cooperation and involvement of the local authority, businesses, schools, communities and individuals. For further information, visit www.sdcc.ie. You are listening to the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home, on your local station. VOSD also broadcasts in Wellington, New Zealand via World FM, 88.2 FM, and in Hertfordshire in England on South Herts Radio on 87.8 FM. You can write to us at Voice of South Dublin, 333 Glenview Park, Dublin 24, Ireland. You may also contact us via email at vosd@dublin.ie. Please also visit us on our Facebook page or follow us on Twitter. The Voice of South Dublin provides the Irish diaspora with news events from the South Dublin towns of Tallaght, Lucan and Clondalkin, as well as other districts such as City West, Rathcoole, Temple Oak and Palmerstown. That brings us to the end of this month's programme. Thank you indeed for tuning our way. We do hope you enjoyed at least some of our programme and that you learned something new about South Dublin County that you didn't know before. Broadcasting from Tallaght since 1996, this is the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the Voice of Home. I'm Pat Kiernan.